is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution in the Washington, D.C. election interference case got Supreme Court scrutiny on Thursday.
We don't know what the Supreme Court will rule or how long they will take to issue the ruling, but it sure sounded like what they were saying is there is some degree of presidential immunity for official acts, and the question is defining what those official acts are. So what you could see happen is the Supreme Court basically saying this has to go back down to the lower courts to deal with that issue before any criminal trial of Donald Trump can go forward.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. The Environmental Protection Agency issued a new rule requiring coal-fired power plants in this country to capture smokestack emissions or shut down. Net neutrality is back. The Federal Communications Commission restoring net neutrality that was repealed by the Trump administration. The rules bar internet providers from favoring some websites and apps over others. This is ABC News. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses continue. Students at Northwestern University getting into the act.
Dozens of students have set up tent encampment there and are calling it a free Gaza liberated zone. The problem is none of these encampments are actually seen as liberated space by any of the school administrations that they are happening at. Northwestern says the tents are a violation of school policy, and when police moved in to take them down, protesters linked their arms and tried to keep folks away from them.
ABC's Phil Lipoff. At the White House, Vice President Harris led a forum on criminal justice reform, talking about President Biden's recent clemency announcement for nonviolent drug offenders.
If we want to invest in the people of our country, and we're doing it both in terms of people who've been in the system and people who haven't been in the system. It's about access to opportunity.
Kim Kardashian attended. She previously worked with the Trump administration on criminal justice reform. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. The Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen to as low as 102nd in one ranking. Authors of the UW's internal studies say the UW-Madison gets fewer federal research grants. People who need a few hundred bucks in a hurry can take out loans on smartphone apps, but consumer advocates warn of steep hidden costs. Lucia Constantine is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers draft a tackle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. There were highly rated defensive backs, linebackers, and receivers on the board, but the Green Bay Packers used their first-round pick on an offensive tackle. They hope will become the next David Bakhtiari. It's Jordan Morgan, a left tackle out of Arizona. GM Brian Gutekunst.
For me, there's only so many big guys usually in each draft, and you realize that they're going to go early and they're going to go quick, and if you don't get one, you might be out of luck. So where we had him valued, this was a pretty easy decision for us.
Rounds 2 and 3 of the draft after tonight. NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 of their playoff series tonight, standing at one game apiece. Baseball, the Brewers open a weekend series at home tonight against the New York Yankees. Milwaukee coming off a 7-5 win in Pittsburgh. They split the series two games apiece. Pat Murphy credits the bullpen.
Nobody knows Kane Hager, Uri Bay, or Piamps, or McGill, to be honest with you. I mean, these aren't household names. They've earned their way, and they're hungry, and they're consistent.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds here in the overnight, lower 40s by sunrise, a southeast breeze. On your Friday, showers and thunderstorms will be possible. Breezy southeast winds up around 30, highs of the upper 50s. Rain continues into Friday night. Right now, it's 51.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, Donald Trump's legal troubles are so numerous, we've had to add a weekly segment with a former U.S. attorney to sum it all up.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. Southern auto workers aren't listening to the GOP's BS anymore. The UAW just successfully unionized a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee. You know what? What has been missing from most of the coverage of this is that that was the only Volkswagen factory in the world, and they have them all over the world, that is not unionized. In Germany, every company with over 2,000 employees is required to have half its board of directors made up of people from the ranks of the workers, the unionized workers. So they were just like supportive of this. But Governor Bill Lee, along with Governors Kay Ivey, Brian Kemp, Tate Reeves, Henry McMaster, and Greg Abbott, they all issued a joint statement saying, we have serious reservations that the UAW leadership can represent our values. They proudly call themselves democratic socialists and seem more focused on helping President Biden get reelected than on the auto worker jobs being cut at plants they already represent. Right. Southern auto workers just are not buying this. I mean, all across America, people are waking up to the fact that the Republicans basically stand for two groups: morbidly rich individuals and families, and giant corporations and their morbidly rich CEOs. And that's it. It's just, you know, ain't gonna happen. I mean, you know, unions have an illustrious history. During around the 1440s until the 1460s was the era of the Black Plague in Europe, if my memory serves me right. And during that period of time, or no, it was the 1340s to the 1360s. And, you know, we refer to the tail end of that period, you know, the 1360s to the early 1400s as the Renaissance. Why? Because the Black Plague killed off a third of all of Europe's workers. And the result of that was that the labor market got so tight, there was so much demand for labor, that workers started forming unions. Guilds, they called them back then. The Masons is one of the early examples of this. It stretches all the way back to that period of time. And, you know, to demand higher wages and to enforce the contracts that they negotiated. And I think you could build an argument that without unions, or at least without those guilds in the 1300s, that there wouldn't have been a Renaissance and there wouldn't have been an Enlightenment in the 17th century and the early 18th century. It just wouldn't have happened. But, you know, the unions, I mean, they have an illustrious history. And in the entire history of America, there was only one period in our history, in our 240-plus year history, where average working people saw their wealth grow faster than the morbidly rich. And that was the period from 1935 until 1985, or the mid-1980s, basically. And, you know, why is that? Because that was the period of highest unionization. We had unionization rates that were in the in the high 20s. And, you know, probably approaching a third of American workers, depending on how you calculate it and whose numbers you're looking at. And, the consequence of this was that people were making more money, and corporations are doing just fine. Rich people are doing just fine, but they weren't, you know, they just weren't getting massively, morbidly rich like they are now. We refer to that period of time, by the way, as the Great Compression. And it was the period of time when we had the highest rate of GDP growth, quarterly GDP growth, in the history of the United States. It was between 3.5% and 4.5% every decade in the decade of the 30s, 40s, 50s, the 60s, and 70s. Maybe not the 30s, starting in the 40s, certainly. And why? Because of unions. And then Reagan, of course, in 1981, declared a war on unions, busting the PATCO, the Professional Air Traffic Controllers Organization, the Air Traffic Controllers Union, and destroying them. So, you know, now you've got Republicans who are basically just, you know, shouting into the wind about, oh, these, you know, these democratic socialists out there, they bloody, bloody, blah. Well, the bottom line is, you know, as long as six corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court continue to keep bribery legal and morbidly rich CEOs continue to hate unions almost as much as they dislike their own members, we're going to see more and more of this. It's just going to keep on going. So, meanwhile, over at the New York Times, you know how the New York Times, yesterday I shared with you a story, about from the Süddeutsche Zeitung, the South German news, right, the German newspaper, about how in America, the New York Times covered Joe Biden's age over and over and over again, and then just largely ignored crimes that Donald Trump committed. Why is that? Well, it turns out, and the story, this is a big story today, that a former New York Times reporter says that there's a reason for this. And that is that Arthur Sulzberger, who is the owner of the New York Times, he and his family. Well, I'll just read from this report. In Sulzberger's view, according to two people familiar with his private comments on the subject, only an interview with a paper like the New York Times can verify that the 81-year-old Biden is still fit to hold the presidency. So, bottom line, and Sulzberger himself was part of the group from the Times that sat down with Trump, who gave the paper several interviews. Despite his rantings about its coverage. If Trump could do it, Sulzberger believes, so can Biden. This is incredible that, you know, as Midas Touch writes, this is stunning. A New York Times journalist says the publication's chairman, A.G. Sulzberger, encourages that the organization cover the president negatively and highlight his age out of retribution for the fact that Biden hasn't granted the Times an interview. Isn't that incredible? It also is, you know, a kind of an indication of the kind of power that you've got here. And finally, white supremacists are renting billboards. This is just incredible. Adolf Hitler's birthday was last week. And, or maybe it was this week. I think it's April 20th, as I recall. The Michigan chapter of White Lives Matter, which is, you know, the modern incarnation of the Klan, Plus, the Goyim Defense League produced this billboard that was in three different locations in Michigan celebrating Adolf Hitler's birthday. In Spokane, Washington, multiple posters produced by White Lives Matter were reportedly found at the 2nd Avenue and Jefferson Street intersection in downtown. In Santa Barbara, California, this is from Radical Reports, by the way, by Teddy Wilson over on Substack. Yeah, which is really a great newsletter to subscribe to. RadicalReports.org is the website. In Santa Barbara, California, white supremacist anti-Semitic banner on a Highway 101 overpass, while a group of at least six white males dressed in black clothes, black hats, and red scarves covering their faces stood atop the pedestrian overpass. And the Shoshone County Sheriff's Office has reportedly charged two members of Patriot Front, the neo-fascist white nationalist group, with allegedly placing white supremacist stickers on businesses in downtown Wallace, Idaho. And the two individuals could face up to a year in the county jail. It's all over. I mean, you know, it's everywhere. The Donald Trump's legitimization of white supremacy variety of racism, of garden variety racism, has brought all these people out, and they are just reveling in it. And then, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk giving them license on their their platforms on Facebook and Twitter. I frankly think the racism problem in America is, it's a terrible, terrible thing. But I think that these guys are punching above their weight right now because of all the support they're getting from the GOP. And that should not be a thing, right? That should not be, it certainly should not be a good thing. So, anyhow, what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. I'm kind of done for the day. And my thoughts and rants. But am curious what's on your mind. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's the Tom Hartman Program, your media support group for We the People.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
In the Trump trial in New York today, by the way, David Pecker was outlining more of the details of this catch-and-kill scheme around Karen McCrudder and Stormy Daniels. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list. And if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
You won't want to miss this. Wisconsin Arts West kicks off its 45th year. The exhibition showcases artists and students with a diverse range of talents and creativity. There's something for everyone to enjoy. Running May 7th through the 20th at L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library on Eau Claire Street in Eau Claire. If food is more your fancy, Food Truck Fridays are back. Starting Friday, May 10th, head over to the Chippewa Valley Mazda parking lot in Chippewa Falls, where you'll find all kinds of trucks offering all types of delicious goodness. Get lunch from 11 to 2 every Friday through September. And it's a double header of action on four wheels at the Spring Thaw Derby Brawl. Catch two games of hard-hitting roller derby action on Saturday, May 11th. It starts at 3 p.m. at Hobbs Ice Arena on Menominee Street in Eau Claire. Enjoy! And until next time, I'm Terry Barr. It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters,
a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. My experience with Superbeet's Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and my heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extracts and superbeets are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels too, which is an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of New Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeets.com and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's GetSuperBeets, BEETS.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. You have free 30-day supply on bundles of New Superbeets Heart Chews Advance and 15% off by going to GetSuperBeets, BEETS, GetSuperBeets.com, and using that code TOM, T-H-O-M. 21 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here, Tim in Mattawan, Michigan. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, in this area, we have Rose Rook, the cheating crook. She was one of the fake electors.
Oh, really?
They're actually crowdsourced funding for her defense. And the reason is because Dana Nessel said on TV that they were brainwashed. So that's their defense. Even she knows that. We really thought the election was stolen. Then why did they try to hide in the Capitol building overnight?
Right. Yeah, they clearly knew what they were doing was wrong. Well, you know, whether they thought it was justified is, I guess, the argument that's being made, but they knew it was wrong. I mean, just look at their behavior.
Tell your post, Rose, you won't be needing it.
Say what?
Sell your house, Rose, you won't be needing it.
Oh, Rose, you're speaking to, yeah. Yeah, she may end up in jail. It's wild times in Michigan. Tim, thanks for the call.
14 felonies times 8 years apiece.
Whoa, that's quite a stretch. Tim, thank you. Rob in Verona, New Jersey. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I'm a longtime listener. I'm calling to just let you know, you probably heard already about the passing of Donald Payne Jr. He's a congressman from New Jersey. He's a longtime congressman and a very reliable, he's a really reliable progressive. Voted almost 100%.
I had not heard about this. United States Congress?
Yes, U.S. Congress for the 10th District, which is Newark and
when did he
surrounding
die
areas as well. What was that?
When did he die and from what?
He was sick. He was diabetic for a while. He had a heart attack a couple of weeks ago. Been in the hospital. They said that he was going to make a full recovery, and then yesterday he passed away.
Yeah, apparently Sean just said he had a heart attack. So
yeah, yep, he had a heart attack. He had some other medical problems.
So is Pennsylvania
going
to hold a special election, or does the governor appoint a replacement?
Sorry, it's New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey.
Actually,
thank you.
He's from New Jersey. I'm in the local committee. I'm in the Essex County committee. And thanks to you, I got involved in local politics, and I'm in the Essex County committee. I'm in Verona, New Jersey, where the Verona Dems, veronadems.org, Verona Democrats. We're a local organization. We do fundraising, organizing, and we support local candidates. Actually, the committee is going to vote for the replacement. So that would be me, who would be, I believe there's about 1,000 committee members in all the surrounding districts.
So you're going to get to vote on the replacement, or you're going to be the replacement?
No, well, I'd love to be the replacement, but I think I get to vote on it. Mm-hmm. I get to vote on the replacement. We don't know who that's going to be yet. We don't know who's going to be in the running for that yet.
Right.
But, yeah, we'll see who that is. There are a number of really good candidates. But he was amazing. Donald Payne Jr. was a very reliable progressive. I just wanted to let you know. He was in meetings with us, actually, in some of the committee meetings. And I asked him, I said, why weren't you in the Progressive Caucus? Your voting record is almost 100%. And he made a joke like, you know, he can't afford the dues or whatever it was. And right. and. He was a very quiet, laid back guy, and I think that's why he didn't want the spotlight.
Right.
But he was an advocate for gun laws and transportation and education. He got funding for the Gateway Project, which is the train tunnel that goes from Manhattan to New Jersey, which was stalled by Governor Christie 10-12 years ago when he was running for president. And I just want to let you know that it's a huge loss for us in New Jersey. It's a loss for the country. His replacement will have a high bar to meet.
Yeah, I get it. Rob, thank you. Thanks for the heads up on
that. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. James in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good.
Great show, as always. I just want to throw you a little curveball and get your opinion, if I could. Why does the new president have to be appointed at the beginning of every year? Let's push this down the road, and let's take it up to tax return time.
You know, it used to be that the president was sworn in March. Franklin Roosevelt was sworn in March of 1933. And the Congress amended the Constitution to change that because the country had gone 4 months with basically an incompetent president, Herbert Hoover. So that's what happened. James, I'm out of time. I'm sorry, but interesting theory. Put it near tax time. Sounds like something that the billionaires would really love. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Talk media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with more of your calls.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution in the Washington, D.C. election interference case got Supreme Court scrutiny on Thursday.
We don't know what the Supreme Court will rule or how long they will take to issue the ruling, but it sure sounded like what they were saying is there is some degree of presidential immunity for official acts, and the question is defining what those official acts are. So what you could see happen is the Supreme Court basically saying this has to go back down to the lower courts to deal with that issue before any criminal trial of Donald Trump can go forward.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. The Environmental Protection Agency issued a new rule requiring coal-fired power plants in this country to capture smokestack emissions or shut down. Net neutrality is back. The Federal Communications Commission restoring net neutrality that was repealed by the Trump administration. The rules bar internet providers from favoring some websites and apps over others. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin schools are turning to restraints and seclusion for discipline less often. The Department of Public Instruction says cases were down about 8% last school year. Tim Pirenboom is a DPI psychologist.
It's only supposed to be used as a last resort when the student's behavior presents a clear, present, imminent risk to physical safety.
The report says most schools reported zero cases last school year. High school athletes in Wisconsin will not get name, image, and likeness opportunities this year. A proposed amendment to the WIAA Constitution failed at a meeting of the governing body Wednesday. Executive Director Stephanie Hauser predicts the discussion is just starting. 31 states allow NIL deals for high schoolers, including Minnesota and Illinois. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Let's go to the movies. If you're looking for something to watch this weekend and no new films or TV shows grab your attention, why not go retro? The 1979 classic Alien is opening again this weekend. The release is to celebrate the film's 45th anniversary. Alien was directed by Ridley Scott and stars Sigourney Weaver, Veronica Cartwright, Tom Skerritt, and John Hurt. If you're lucky enough to live near a theater showing Alien, you will also be treated to an interview with director Ridley Scott before the showing of the film. Kathy Lee Gifford spoke to Entertainment Tonight this week about her new book titled I Want to Matter. Your life is too short and too precious to waste. Gifford said she finally found forgiveness for her late husband Frank Gifford's affair with a flight attendant. To be clear, the affair happened before Frank passed away. I love the way tabloids choose their words. Kathy Lee is an accomplished host and author and creator of Kathy Lee Casuals, which do not offer menswear. So rude. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds here in the overnight, lower 40s by sunrise, a southeast breeze. On your Friday, showers and thunderstorms will be possible. Breezy southeast winds up around 30, highs of the upper 50s. Rain continues into Friday night. Right now, it's 51.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Trump trial, more Pecker talk, and your Friday grievances. Only on the Devil's Advocates radio show. You made it to the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
It's shelf stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. Or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Martin in Philadelphia. Hey, Martin, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me on today. Just noticed that the Senate passed that foreign aid bill yesterday, and wanted to hone in on the Ukraine part of it. So it looks like $60 billion went to Ukraine, and heard Jake Sullivan, the security advisor, speaking yesterday. He said 80% of that $60 billion is actually not going to Ukraine. It's going to be recycled through the military-industrial complex, which I believe is a big drain on the U.S. taxpayer.
Why is it a big drain on the U.S. taxpayer? $60 billion is a rounding error in the budget.
Yeah, and, you know, just to get to my point, I mean, you know, since the beginning of this war, we've spent over $100 billion in Ukraine, and it just seems like the Russians are steamrolling. So, you know, my question is, when is enough money when is enough, and when is this thing going to end? Because it seems like another Afghanistan on our hands at this point.
Yeah. Well, A, it's not an Afghanistan, because Afghanistan was not a Afghanistan was an illegal war. I mean, George W. Bush we did to Afghanistan what Russia is doing to Ukraine right now. So the analogy is not just imperfect, it's nuts. Number two, your question, how much is it going to take? It's going to take whatever it takes to stop Russia. Do you want to spend $1 trillion like we did for World War II, stopping Russia when they get to Poland, or stopping them when they get to Latvia or Lithuania? I mean, that's what's at stake here. And any statesman from Europe will tell you that, as will most Americans. That's what, you know, Mike Johnson, the Republican Speaker of the House, said this just 2 days ago. You know, we're getting away from this. We're getting away with this on the cheap. And again, $100 billion is not a great deal of money. And most of that money is staying right here in the United States. And so it's producing economic stimulus, not a drain or a drag on taxpayers. So, Martin, you know, I get, you know, you're recycling propaganda points from the Kremlin. You may not realize that, but you clearly are. And they're wrong. I'm sorry, you're just wrong. So I'll just leave it at that. Brian in Santa Barbara. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call today.
Sure.
You know, what I wanted to talk, when I was a kid and growing up, vetting the news was a pretty serious deal. If you got caught, you were off the line. You couldn't talk anymore. Today, lying seems to be everywhere. But I was thinking about it, and we can't sit back and just feel like we're hopeless and helpless, because we're not. Because all those media centers are running on money. And all we have to do to make a change is to boycott the liars.
Yeah.
To find your source, to find people like Tom Hartman, where you can say things like this and tell them they're lying. Don't give them any money anymore. Tell your friends. Tell everybody. You find lies in a periodical, quit buying the magazine. I mean, we have more control than you know.
Yeah. All we have to do is shut off money to these people.
The problem is when you don't realize what the lies are. It's like the last caller, you know, clearly he's been marinated in Facebook or Twitter, Russian propaganda. And it's as Phil was pointing out, and as Mike Johnson pointed out, the Speaker of the House, the Republican Speaker of the House pointed out a couple days ago, and as the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, a Republican by the name of McCall, and Mike Rogers, and then Mike McCall, the chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee, they both came out last week and said that members of their own party, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, are literally repeating word for word Russian propaganda. And, you know, it's a real problem right now that people, you know, I'm assuming that my last caller was a decent guy who was well-intentioned and was thinking, hey, why are we wasting this money on, you know, a faraway war? It was a good question to ask when we spent $6 trillion, you know, fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq. We're only spending $100 billion, you know, in Ukraine. It's a chump change compared to just, you know, 6 months in Afghanistan. But anyhow, Brian, this is the problem. Is you're absolutely right. There's the information space right now. You know, Steve Bannon referred to this as flooding the zone with the S word. You know, the media is just filled with these lies and Russian propaganda and BS from the billionaire class. But you know, not everybody's smart enough to figure it out. You know, what's the lie and what's the truth, and that's the problem. So, Brian, thanks for the call. Oh, go ahead if you wanted to say something.
No, I just wanted to say thanks to you because I've been following you for a long time, and I've learned more about government and what's going on in the world by listening to your show. Okay. And if people can find you, they're going to find a center. They're going to find some of these. They're going to find some of these lies and find the reasoning behind them.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's quite all right, Brian. To your point, I'm very proud of the fact that we've been doing this show for 21 years, and there have been only a few times in all those years where I went on the air and said something that was wrong. And every single one of those times, I did not realize it was wrong. And every single one of those times, to the best of my knowledge, I cleaned it up afterwards. We really try to stand by the integrity of the information that we present on this program. And I'm with you. I'd like to see other programs holding themselves to those kind of standards. Brian, thank you for the call. And thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM there. I appreciate it. Dave in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Some have talked about where they've noticed where Trump hasn't besmirched David Pecker.
Yeah, he was speaking well of him on Truth Social yesterday. He's basically begging David Pecker not to testify. It's not going to work.
Yeah, that, you know, like he did with Conan. Do you think maybe the reason is maybe Pecker has that infamous pee-pee tape?
I doubt it. I think that that would be awful difficult for the National Enquirer not to monetize.
That would be thinking between one. him and Putin, you know, both won't besmirch either one that they might have something. And,
yeah.
Another thing I was going to mention to you that the other week you had a caller mention about Finland, mm-hmm. saying that they got their independence in 1918. That is not correct.
Okay.
If he's got any Finnish blood in him, he would know that Finland got their independence from Russia in 1917, December 6th.
Uh-huh.
And that they have an 835-mile border, not a 1,000-mile border with Russia.
Yeah. Okay. Well, close enough, Dave. I mean,
well,
I get it that there was a small error there, but I think his intentions were
good. Yeah, if you had Finn blood in you, then you'd understand.
I totally get it. I totally get it.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
All right. I just better clear that up.
There you go. Okay, good talking to you, Dave. I appreciate the call. Johan in Los Angeles. Hey, Johan, what's on your mind today?
I just saw the 7 fake electors from Arizona got indicted.
Yeah.
And will other states follow suit or...
All of the states where there have been fake electors... I went through this list earlier. There's two of the, I think it's 7 states where they have not indicted fake electors, and that's Michigan, or not Michigan, it's Pennsylvania and New Mexico, as I recall. And those two, I'd have to go back and find the article, so don't take that to the bank, but I'm pretty sure. But in those two states, and this I know for sure, in those two states, the fake electors qualified their electoral votes. They said, if the regular electoral votes get thrown out, these are, you know, this is kind of plan B. In all the other states where, in all the other fake elector states, the fake electors said, these are the official electoral votes. And in every one of those states, now that Arizona has indicted these people, in every one of those other states, they have indicted the fake electors.
You saw that from Michigan back in the day, right?
Yeah, Dana Nessel, the Michigan AG, has indicted their fake electors.
Will they come soon enough before the election?
I don't know when they're, you know, I think in each state there's a different, speed, rhythm to their court systems and, you know, which one is going to go up next or all that kind of thing. I just don't know. I'm sorry. I don't keep track of, you know, what's going on in the courts in those states. But, Johan, thank you for the call. Great question. We'll be right back. It's 15 minutes before the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls here. 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman program. Farinoli slightly unbalanced.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off.
What
are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. What's on your mind? Eric in Richmond, California. Hey, Eric. What's up?
Hey, Tom. Nice to talk to you again. See, I wanted to mention about the Supreme Court hearing today and Kavanaugh mentioning Ford's pardon of Nixon. And he said, could Ford be considered a co-conspirator?
He also said that, most Americans now think that, you know, that was not appreciated at the time, but most Americans now think it was one of the better presidential decisions in history. That's complete BS, Eric.
Exactly.
It's complete BS.
Exactly. No, I agree. I agree 100% with you. Yeah, that's what I was calling about.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and yeah, Gorsuch is just, I mean, Gorsuch's mom worked for Reagan, right? She was, Ann Gorsuch was the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. She slashed its budget. She laid off people. She tried to stop the EPA from regulating anything that had to do with the fossil fuel industry. She was totally in the bag for the fossil fuel industry, and in my opinion, as is her son. And, you know, in fact, she wrote a book after she left the EPA in a scandal, right? I mean, she was looking at the possibility of going to jail if she didn't resign. And then she wrote this book, and in the book she talked about how her son, Neil, was so upset that she had to resign. And he was saying, Mom, you know, you should have fought back. And Mom, they're just partisans. And Mom, they were out to get you. And she quotes him with all these things, you know. And he was a teenager at the time. I get that. But I think that his worldview has not changed, Eric.
Right, right. Well, thanks a lot, Tom. Yeah. Love all what you're doing.
Okay, good talking to you, Eric. Thanks for the call. Rob in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
You should have fought back. And Mom, they're just partisans. And Mom, they were.
What I want to talk about, Tom, is, you know, being a conscientious objector, poured protesting. Yes, some of them are causing inconvenience to some of the students that are trying to attend classes. People, we have to understand that what's coming down on Ukraine has nothing to do with America, American taxpayers. Coming down on Gaza all has a lot to do with my tax money that's going over there to kill people and to starve them. And, sometimes I wonder all the terrible things that we have done as a country, if we even deserve democracy, you know, because we can be for killing hundreds and thousands of people in Iraq, in Gaza, and everywhere else and say, oh, now we're going to be a democracy because, you know what, we're better than them.
Yeah, there's always a dynamic tension, Rob, between, you know, democracy and not democracy, between, you know, this policy or that policy. And yes, the United States has done a lot of terrible things, and we can sit around and beat ourselves up all day long. But I love the old story that Paramahansa, you know, Yogananda tells. This guy's walking down a dirt road one day, and he trips on a stone and falls and reaches out and grabs a stick and starts hitting himself over the head, yelling, "You idiot, you should have seen that stone. You didn't have to fall." And it's like, you know, this is the choice we're presented with. We can either stand up, dust ourselves off, and keep moving in the direction that we should, or we can sit around and beat ourselves up. And I'd rather not beat myself up, frankly.
Remember, there was a doctor who refused to serve in Iraq. She was a military doctor, and she was court-martialed for that in the Iraq War. And
I commend those people
because actually I met that doctor, and I felt so bad for her because she was right. There were no WMDs in Iraq. There were no 9/11 connections with Saddam Hussein,
right.
And yet we bombed the hell out of that country.
Now the problem is though, once you're in the military, you know, you've already made your statement. If you're gonna claim to be a conscientious objector, it has to be based on religion. You have to do it before you join the military. She was asserting that she did not want to be there and working, if my memory is correct. I don't recall a lot of the details of this, but my recollection is that she was asserting that she learned that it was an illegal war. Well, there was a lot of people in Vietnam who were asserting the same thing after the Pentagon Papers came out, you know. And, you know, the military just said, tough luck. You're here. We own you.
In conclusion, all I'm saying is, Tom, is you and I, our tax money is going to buy dumb bombs for Israel, and those bombs are coming down on innocent civilians. And I think that should bother our conscience, no matter what the politics at home is.
I agree. It bothers my conscience.
We cannot just put that aside. Recorded many shows, including some of the XM shows, because the progressive refuse to talk about what's happening in Gaza. They just keep talking about 10/7 ad infinitum.
Well, you're not.
Are you going to talk about the innocent people suffering?
I talk about it a lot, Rob. Apparently, you don't listen to this program very much.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. I mean, this is a real issue. It's a real problem that increasingly around the world, we're seeing democracies start to slip. You know, Hungary has become, Viktor Orban, the dictator there, refers to it as an illiberal democracy. In other words, it doesn't matter who you vote for, you're still going to get Viktor Orban. You know, the same thing with Putin. He took what was, for a short period of time, actually a functioning democracy, Russia, and turned it into, at first an oligarchy and now a full-blown dictatorship. You know, we've just got a lot of that kind of thing going on, and it's not a good thing. So, Derek in Amherst, Massachusetts. Hey, Derek, we've only got about 30 seconds here. You got a quick one?
Yes, sir. It's Eric, and I was really disappointed how the Supreme Court case started today, and it filled all the TV stations and completely blocked out all the damning evidence that David Pecker was sharing on the Trump trial.
Well, that'll come, and it's going to continue this afternoon, and it's going to continue tomorrow. This trial is going to take a couple of weeks. There's going to be plenty of time, but I get your point, Eric. It's like the media can't walk and chew gum at the same time. It's kind of sad. Eric, thank you for the call, and thanks for listening to WHMP. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Earl Ingram.
Friday morning, Sandy Williams will be here for our regular conversation. We'll talk about the overlooked accomplishments of the Biden administration and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the civic media network. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.